Captured by the Highlander by Julianne MacLean. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Copyright 2011 by Julianne MacLean. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Some say he fights for Scottish freedom. Others say he is a bloodthirsty savage. I know him as the Butcher of the Highlands, and you will know him only by the gleam of his axe when you draw your last breath. Anonymous. Chapter 1. Fort William, the Scottish Highlands, August 1716. Monstrous and mighty, teeth bared like a feral beast, the Butcher rose from his battle lunge and watched the English soldier drop lifelessly to the floor at his feet. He swung his damp hair away from his face, then knelt down and removed the keys from the dead man's pocket. The Butcher continued in silence through the cold corridor of the barracks, ignoring the stench of stale sweat and rum, while he searched for the staircase that would take him to his enemy. The chilly haze of death flowed through him, steeled him viciously, and compelled him to the top of the stairs, where he stopped outside the heavy oaken door of the officers' quarters. The Butcher paused briefly to listen for the ill-timed approach of yet another tenacious young guard, but there was no sound, other than the noise of his own ragged breathing, and the beat of his heart, as he savored this long-awaited moment of vengeance. He adjusted the shield, strapped to his back, then squeezed the handle of the sawed-off Lochaber axe in his hand. His shirt was grimy with dirt and sweat.